This is your podcast for all things refinishing. I'm Lane Ball with Zebras Before and After. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 15. We have a fun conversation today with four members of the Carolina Furniture Collective. You will love learning how well they enjoy this community and the bonds they have established by their proximity to one another. You'll hopefully be inspired to create something similar in your area. We'll hear a refinishing tip from Autumn with Prayed Over Pieces, and we'll check in with Melissa of A Life Refurbished, Candace with Casually Southern, and Kelly Ray of 31 Mama of 4 to find out what they're working on in their studios this week. Continue listening to the end as we have some exciting announcements regarding the podcast that we know you will be eager to learn. Stay with us. We have the inspiration, fun, and community that will platform your day. One of the trademarks of Zebra is that we are all about community building, and we love making new friends and doing everything we can to promote individual refinishers, bring awareness to refinishing, and grow the industry. When we hear about opportunities to assist in community building, we jump in with excitement. Several weeks ago, Chantel with Rusted Rose Vintage mentioned to me that she and several other furniture refinishers in North Carolina started a group called the Carolina Furniture Collective. Now, I have to say I'm a bit biased since I live in North Carolina as well, but I think that's okay, right? Well, Chantel, welcome back to the podcast. You were on last year for winning second place in the October Zebra Review.
Thank you for having me.
So why don't you introduce the members of the Carolina Furniture Collective and tell us who is joining us today?
All right. Well, this morning there are myself and then three others, Christy at Chalk It Up, Jess at Oak and Grain Restoration, and Crystal at Enhanced Life Furnishings.
And so you have two other members. Who are those members?
Those members, that would be Molly at Vintage Grace Design and Caroline at Living on Saltwater. They're part of our collective, but they wouldn't be joining the call today.
Got it. Well, welcome, Christy, Jess, and Crystal as well. It's great to have you all on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having us, Lane.
Well, Chantel, what made you start this group and what were your goals?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that I really had any goals, but as you know, the refinishers community is typically very friendly, and I had been in contact with these gals just privately in different conversations, questions, responding to people's stories, and over the course of this last year. And so recently we, it was actually Molly at Vintage Grace and Design, and I had been talking about Facebook Marketplace, and I would see her posts of furniture that she had listed for sale, and also the same with Jess at Oak and Grain, and I'd see her pieces and they'd see mine. We talk about how many views we had and why things aren't selling or if they're selling, and just kind of had this organic conversation. And I thought, maybe there's something we can do that's a little bit different and create our own sort of marketplace space with refinishers that we could relate to, that we found similarities in our work, in our processes, and just try to create our own group. And so that's what we ended up doing. I reached out to Molly, and then we reached out to Jess, and then we reached out to Caroline, and when we had all of our ducks in a row, we reached out to Christy and to see if she'd like to join us. And so it just kind of happened.
Yeah. It's funny how things just sort of unfold. And what's so exciting about furniture finishing and the community, as you mentioned, and how supportive everybody is of one another, but also just the advantages of social media, because you probably wouldn't have met had we not had social media. And it's just such a open door opportunity to make new friends and to continue to grow. Now, it's, you know, it's kind of interesting because when you think about the state of North Carolina, you know, it's not a small state. But just to give you all an idea with the help of Google, North Carolina covers 53,000 square miles and is 503 miles long and 150 miles wide. If you drove from one of the furthest points west of the state to the furthest points east, it would be roughly 8 hours. So that'd be a good drive. And I think you'd be tired after that.
It's a big state, a lot of ground to cover for sure.
Yeah. So having shared that, are you guys mostly in pretty close proximity? How does that happen geographically in this state with those that are part of the collective?
Yeah, Crystal is up in Wake Forest, and I'm farther south down on the Fuquay-Varina-Lillington border. And then Christy and Jess are both in Raleigh, and Molly's in Holly Springs. So there's about an hour and a half between Crystal and I. So I would say the Greater Triangle area is where we all are.
Yeah. So do you guys ever meet up in person?
We have. Yeah, we have once. We, well, five of us, we were actually missing Christy that day. But we plan to, and I'll tell you, it's really difficult to get six of us and our crazy schedules to figure out one day, one lunch, 1 hour, one afternoon to try to get together. But we're trying.
Yeah. What a cool deal that is. Cause I mean, if the furthest is like you said, an hour and a half, so go meet somewhere halfway. That's not too bad.
Yeah. Like Apex is where we met last time. It was kind of a middle ground.
Well, it's really neat that you guys are able to meet up in person. So you're close enough to be able to do that periodically, because that's so, you know, that's just a part of continuing to build the friendships. And the fact you're in the sort of the triangle area of North Carolina, I would just encourage others to really look at who is around you regionally, and to if you're thinking about starting something like this and you want to be able to develop these relationships and be able to get the support from a regional standpoint, this is a super model. And as we continue to talk about this, hopefully you all as listeners will be able to glean from this. And I know Chantel and the others in this group would be happy to answer any questions to give you some guidance and pointers on how to get things rolling. I'm just going to throw this question out to all four of you, but like, what do you guys like about this group?
Oh gosh, so many things. This is Jess with Oak and Grain, but being, I feel like, one of the newer people in this group, it's been a huge help for me to like gain confidence in selling and pricing my items. And I think Christy and Chantel are kind of like they have so much wisdom when it comes to like selling and pricing items. They've given me a lot of kind of push to go out of my comfort zone to, you know, price my items for more what they're worth, rather than when I was starting out, I think I was selling myself pretty short. So for me, this group has been amazing to kind of push me to price my items appropriately.
What about the rest of you?
Well, I could go on for an hour, but I feel like I've been talking the most, so I'm gonna parlay this to Crystal or Christy.
I completely agree with Jess on the pricing thing. I think that so many people are starting out on their refinishing journey. They are a little fearful of, you know, setting their true value and knowing their worth, because as Christy says, you know, you take time away from your family to do this and you pour everything that you have into it and you do amazing work, and you need to know your worth and to price your pieces accordingly. But for me, I think more than anything, it has been just building these relationships with these women. And I think the way that we put it the other day was just finding our tribe. While it's super cool to have people around you who are helping you and teaching you refinishing techniques or your pricing or your value, all those things, it's so refreshing to, at the end of the day, literally look forward to these conversations that literally we have all day long, every day, with these women who before a few months ago, we didn't even know. And we've all become this really amazing group of friends and a tribe that just gets each other. And we all have our quirks and our silly things about us, and we all love it. And so I think that has been the most enjoyable thing for me, is just having people to bounce ideas off of and just reflect and I don't know, just support and uplift each other. It's been really incredible.
So this is Christy with Chalk It Up. And I have a lot to say on that question. I think first and foremost, I don't just like these girls. I love these girls. Aww. And it's so fun, the conversations we have, because what we're able to do with each other is, you know, we bounce challenges off of each other, and, you know, every piece is different, and, you know, you face challenges with most of them. And it's so nice to just have these friends that, you know, do what you do and that can kind of jump in and say, oh, I had that challenge one time and here's what I did and it worked. And you have all of this knowledge, you know, just a whole group of six girls that do, you know, do the same thing. And I mean, just it's funny because like we laugh together with the challenges. I feel like we pull our hair out together. We laugh with each other. You know, it's just I just love the girls. And then it's like an added bonus that you have this group of women here in the Triangle that do what you do, and the connections that we've made. You know, for example, if I have a client or a designer that comes to me and maybe they're looking for something specific and maybe I don't have something finished for them or don't have something in stock and in inventory for them, I'll go, oh, you know, I think Crystal might have this, or I think Jess might be working on something, or, you know, oh, I think I saw on Chantel's stories the other day, you know, that she may have something. And so it's been so awesome on top of the friendships to have just so many connections between the six of us, because I guarantee you that we have all benefited in sales just by making connections in the area. I mean, that's amazing. And it's, you know, we always use the hashtag, and we're living the hashtag, you know, community over competition. And, you know, through that, we've been able to not only form friendships, but just, you have this, you know, tribe, as you say, that, you know, we can kind of get through all of the challenges, which are at times are not that fun. with some of the, I mean, so the whole prep work and the repairs, that's not my favorite area of the business, but I like the challenge, but the repair work itself is not so fun. And it's so nice, like, just to have this group of girls that, you know, are in your corner. You know, we don't see each other as competition. But on that note, I will have to share that when I came across all of their work, kind of stumbled upon it like through Facebook Marketplace and on Instagram. And I mean, I saw pieces that they all did that were scroll stoppers. I mean, I just was literally like, oh my gosh. And then, you know, just the pieces that they chose, the quality of their work, their eye for design, their staging, their photography. And I went, oh my gosh, they're right in my backyard. You know, that's crazy that they're so talented and they're so close. And it's so awesome that we've kind of decided to go at it with the strategy of holding each other's hands as opposed to seeing each other as competitors. So I'm super honored to be a part of it.
Aw, I remember seeing Christy's Chalk It Up page on Instagram, and this was before the whole collective started. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I want to be her when I grow up. Like, this girl has got it going on. Like, she's got so many followers. I would see like her pieces on Facebook Market and stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, like that is the dream right there. Like, aww. I hope I can make it as big as her. And then before I know it, she's like in this small, intimate group that I get to talk to. Aww. I mean, we talk every day, Lane. We really do. Yes, it has been like such a, I think the size makes it perfect, whether six of us. I think if it were much bigger, I don't know, I don't think it would be quite as intimate. But the intimacy that this group has, and like the support that I think we all bring to the group with different strengths and, you know, different specialties, it just has been amazing. It really has. And I'm honored to be a part of it.
I will add too, to Christy's point about supporting each other, and like how she said, if she can't service somebody, she'll recommend one of us, or likewise we will do with gals in the group, because we trust their process and we are confident in referring to somebody's needs to one of the other gals in our group. And, you know, Raleigh and the area are so great at supporting small business. It's just, we can't get to everybody all at once. I mean, it's just nice to be able to pass along to somebody else that we trust. And so
yes,
that's been definitely really helpful too.
Why do you guys think that it's, and this is true, and I've found this to be true as well in talking to so many different refinishers, and as we, you know, are so big on supporting the community and doing what we can to help build the community, but when you say community over competition, why do you think that's such a good common theme? I mean, how does that happen in furniture refinishing?
I think that it's, this is Christy with Chalk It Up again. I think it's just kind of in a nutshell that you can choose to kind of see your local refinishing friends as competitors, or you can choose to grab their hands and help one another. And, you know, I think it's just a no-brainer to go with the latter. You know, you completely and totally increase your entire audience, you know, times six. You multiply your audience even larger. And the timing of it really is so interesting, you know, here with the pandemic, because, you know, gosh, you know, since March of last year, we've all just been so gratefully overwhelmed. I mean, just so busy because everybody is decorating and doing home projects. And, you know, it's been so wonderful to have friends that, you know, for example, you know, custom work, I needed some help with, you know, who I needed somebody to refer to, you know, for custom work. I was just, I was way behind, and again, great problem to have, just gratefully overwhelmed. And, you know, like Chantel has stepped in and helped with some of my referrals. And it's, you know, to her point, it's so important and amazing to have girls to refer people to that you trust, because you're putting your name behind that referral. So I just think, generally speaking, it's you can choose to see your local friends as competitors or grab their hands and become friends with them and help each other. And I think it's an easy call to make.
I think what's cool about the refinishing community is you really should never see it as a competition anyways, because with what we do, no two pieces are ever going to be exactly the same.
Right.
So you can't necessarily compete with that. You know, you're not out there putting out the same exact work. Everybody has their own style. They do things a different way, and they have a different vision for pieces. And if somebody isn't looking for exactly what that refinisher style is, there's another one who's going to help them. And you know what? When you refer somebody to them, in turn, they refer somebody back to you at some point, you know, and we can all just kind of pass it around. There is such a need and a desire and a want and for quality custom furniture work. And it has, this whole pandemic, like Christy said, has shown that. I mean, it is insane how booked up and busy we are. Like, we can't even get to pieces. It's unreal. So it has been really awesome to have the whole community over competition thing, because it's been something over the last year for sure.
And I'll add to that too, something that's funny but true. They we really enjoy sharing listings with each other. Yes. Which is,
it's dangerous. Do you need to stop sending me listings?
I know. Very, very dangerous. There are times, because they pick out the most amazing pieces and they'll send them to me, and I'm full. I don't even have room to walk in my shop. And I've told them to stop sending these to me. I have to just put my phone down and slowly walk away.
Don't lie, Christy. You keep getting more and more. We know it.
I do. I'm weak.
Four out of six of us have a serious buying problem. That's a
yes, and your bad influence goes on the rest of us that don't have any room.
Listen, that's part of the attribute of a refinisher, don't you think?
Gosh, hoarder.
Yes. I just finished my taxes at the very last minute, and I've spent how much on furniture last year?
We all have that terrible fear of missing out on pieces. We're like, oh, but that would be so perfect.
Serious FOMO exists in this group. That is for sure.
If you could hone in on one area of refinishing that could potentially be competitive, wouldn't you say it would be on the finding pieces?
Yeah, that's so ironic that you bring that up, because I think that's a good point. And I just wanted to comment one more thing on competition versus community. I actually think there's like a danger in viewing your local community or even the bigger like Instagram refinishing community as competition. You're really almost siloing yourself if you have that point of view. But if you view it more as your community, that's your community that you get to grow from and you get to learn from. And instead of, you know, comparing yourself to others, use it as like a growing and learning opportunity, which I think is exactly what this group has kind of demonstrated, that this can, you know, this doesn't have to be a competition just because we're local refinishers kind of catering to the same target audience. Like, Crystal said, we all have our strengths, we all have our styles, and there's always going to be somebody that maybe gravitates towards one or another, and it's okay to push them in that direction if, you know, maybe you don't have what the particular piece that they want, or they're into a different style. And I think that's what makes it so successful.
It's interesting too, because when you think about furniture refinishing, for the most part, it's growing and the industry is growing. And the reason why, I think, is because people are banding together. You know, they're joining forces, really. And when you join forces together, you have a bigger impact. And so that's one of the reasons why we try to do everything we can to grow this industry, is because, you know what, there are artists all over the world, extremely talented artists like yourselves. And as a couple of you have already said, you're not duplicating pieces. Every time you take on a piece, it's going to be different. It's going to be unique, and it has your own artistic style embedded into that piece. And so when you create a piece and you put it out there, it's not really competitive. And the more that we continue to come together as a community, the more the world will see that there are other opportunities to buy furniture. There, you know, it's a whole new industry. And I think that's what we're seeing is happening. It's sort of a trend that's taking place. But you guys are part of, and everybody into furniture refinishing is a part of really forging this new path mm-hmm. that most people aren't familiar with. And you think about the number of people that still really don't realize, you know, I don't have to go to a franchise furniture store to buy my furniture. I can actually go to somebody who's taken an old piece and refurbished it and put their own style on it, and I can have a unique piece that nobody else has.
And if you look at the furniture stores right now, the big box stores and furniture stores, I mean, I don't know if you've seen much of it on social media lately, but people are trying to get furniture and they can't. It's yes. taking months, mm-hmm. 6 months or longer to get furniture delivered. I mean, so there's an amazing alternative, and you get custom work specifically styled for your home. And yeah, I completely agree with that.
Yeah. And it's so much more sustainable and, you know, environmentally friendly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I just read an article that said one of the trends, like the upcoming home trends for 2021, 2022, is to eliminate fast furniture and to go for more refinished furniture, vintage furniture.
Yay.
I think it's just Woo-hoo. That pull for, you know, maybe people being a little more environmentally conscious and looking for more sustainable, like ethical products. And I think mm-hmm. that's great.
And if I can switch gears for 2 seconds, I want to mention just something about our industry that I love is that, you know, I've been painting for several years and I still learn something new every day. I mean, it's mm-hmm. every piece might have a slightly different challenge. There's so many, you know, new products that come on the market every day. And Lane, that's where I want to mention Zebra, because, you know, just a few short years ago, you know, I was using my little paint brushes that I bought from Lowe's, and, you know, then lo and behold, Zebra paint brushes, like I don't know what I did without them. I mean, and all the different designs and just the fact that you all have stepped up and really have this niche with furniture artists is amazing. And on top of that, you know, a local company to us that, you know, to talk about community, you guys just do such an amazing job with just the community and connections, and y'all are just awesome. I don't know what we did without you.
That's so kind of you guys to say that. And, you know, that's why we get so excited. I mean, you know, you guys love furniture refinishing. You can tell just by just hearing you guys talk about it, enthusiasm that you have, but also obviously looking at the work, because all of you do phenomenal work. But that's true for us as well. I mean, when we get comments like that, I can't begin to tell you how motivating it is to the crew, because, you know, this is what, you know, we do a lot of testing. We do a lot of creation and playing around with different possibilities with brushes and how we can do this better and how we can be more specific to other applications. And when we hear comments like this, I mean, it just puts us on cloud nine. So thanks for even saying that. I mean, you didn't have to, and we really appreciate that. I know that's it's just kind of makes us it lights our fire even more, you know? And I know that's the way you guys feel when you get accolades about your work. And speaking of your work, it's interesting because I did a little PI work and I went back into your accounts and I was looking at that all of you. It's so interesting because I do see, I mean, you all have your own unique style for sure, but there are some similarities that all of you have. And you guys certainly jump in and correct me if I'm wrong, but all of you definitely have a theme of sort of a clean and classic. Am I pegging you guys right on that?
Yes.
Yeah. I would say so. I think for sure.
Okay. I just think that's cool. I think that's neat. And how even within those, that look, you guys have, you know, you can still see the distinctiveness that you each carry through that. But you guys didn't plan that, did you? I mean, it was more of like just things sort of unfolded. And maybe that's some of the common bonds that you guys share and that you share even some of the same styles, which I still, again, I'm going to hone in on this competition thing because that has to be, where I could just see all of you show up at the same estate sale. And you help
them. I will say with certain pieces, we definitely, as we are stumbling across things on Marketplace, say, which is where I would say most of my personal inventory has come from. When we stumble across items on Marketplace, well, you know, if we want it, but we know that it's just not doable because we have zero space, as in like negative, as in it's pouring into my house space. When that happens, we'll throw it into the group and we're like, oh my gosh, one of you guys has to get this. And I'm going to give away a little secret here. And I'm sorry to everybody else in the Raleigh area, but every single one of us will message on it until somebody responds to one of us, and then one of us will get it. That's how it works.
Man, you guys got it going on, don't you? Oh, that's hilarious.
They'll like share notes. Like I messaged him this morning and he hasn't messaged me back.
Yes.
Yeah, me neither. It's like, he got like a little inside scoop on every listing. It's so funny.
When somebody lists in the Raleigh-Durham area, they have no idea what is about to happen.
The CFD will descend upon you.
Right. Yes. It's like we pounce like a rat on a Cheeto.
So this is so interesting. So let me throw this out there. So we've got all of you that are part of this Carolina Collective. Tell me who is who's the one that has been into refinishing the longest? I think I know, but I'm just gonna throw that out in case I don't. Who's been doing this the longest?
I think it's Christy.
It's definitely Christy.
All hail Christy.
Yes. It's I think so. It's started back in 2013. So I've definitely got some, I'll use the word tenure, but maybe like, maybe old age. I don't know.
No, we'll go with tenure. It's definitely tenure. You know, the thing about Christy though, is like, I don't think Christy sounds like she should be a part of the Carolina Collective. She just doesn't have that southern accent. Do you guys think?
And it's so funny that you say that because I can't tell you how many messages I get off stories that mention my accent. I mean, I'm like, I promise you, I'm talking. I don't have like a piece of hay hanging out of my mouth like while I'm talking.
You should be the designated voice of CFC.
Yes,
it's Chris. It's going to be Chris. 100%.
If we ever have to record a commercial, it's going to be Christy.
No, I love accents. I think that's so cool. And, you know, Christy, we're not making fun of you. You've got a beautiful southern genteel accent.
Caroline does too. And she's so funny because she's been putting like the Instagram change their stories where you can put your talk to text or whatever it is so you can see what they're saying, and she always is laughing because of her accent. It would pick up different words.
Yes.
That's true. I've never thought about that. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. So who's the youngest? Who's like been not youngest on age, but who's been doing this the least, that, you know, just started maybe within the last year or two?
I think Crystal and I started around the same time. I started right before or right as COVID was hitting. So like exactly a year ago, this month, actually.
It'll be a year for me next month.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That is just, and you know, that again goes back to obviously your talents and your artistic abilities, but also again, it goes back to community and how helpful it is, especially when you're starting out. I know you both can attest to that, not only from the support, but also that you have places to go to get answers and you have tons of inspiration to, you know, to look at and be inspired for a multitude of different pieces.
Absolutely. Like just the Instagram community has been amazing for learning and inspiration and reaching out, or just like posting on your stories and like 100 people will respond, give you their two cents, which is sometimes overwhelming, but usually helpful. But this group has truly been like the cherry on top. It just kind of brings everything into a smaller scale, makes it a little bit more intimate. When I have like, you know, deeper questions or need to air grievances that I may not want to do publicly, like this is the space for that. It's just been so great.
Well, and I think too, to kind of tag onto that, you know, with kind of the newer refinishers that we have, and then, you know, me that's just kind of been around a little while, we balance each other out really well. Like, I feel like they keep me kind of refreshed and new, and, you know, they've got that eye for design, you know, fresh, just stepping right into the industry. And so I love that. I feel like they keep me on my toes and keep me young.
Yeah. For listeners, I would just encourage anybody. I mean, reach out to those in your community. If you know of other refinishers through Instagram or Marketplace or whoever you see, I mean, you may need each other more than you think.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question. You know, for those that are listening, what do they need to do to get started? Chantel, you just mentioned just reaching out to those in the area. But also, you guys, when you come together to sell your pieces, I believe you have, I think you mentioned you have a Facebook page.
We do. It's called the Carolina Furniture Collective, and we created a group to set up similar as how you would find things on Marketplace, where we list our pieces. The pricing is there, a description, dimensions, all the things you would normally find on Marketplace. We just have specific to our group. And that way, I mean, Marketplace is flooded with just tons of stuff. And part of that challenge with Molly and with Jess, I would be like, can you even see my piece? I think Jess one time had to search so specifically for this 4-poster bed that I had for sale for forever. And it mm-hmm. just never populated. And so it was really frustrating trying to get any traction in that space. And so like we just created this group so specific people would join the group knowing what they were looking for, furniture like what we have. And so that's what I don't even know what we're up to, like 800 members or something now. I think so. And so that was the whole premise of creating the Carolina Furniture Collective, and then it's just developed into more of this friendship community thing. And that's, yeah, anyone's welcome to join that to see how we operate the page. It's a Carolina Furniture Collective on Facebook.
So do you still list your pieces individually on Facebook Marketplace, and then you also put them in this Facebook group?
Correct. Yes.
Which I don't know why I do, because honestly, I haven't had one hit on Marketplace in months. Like I've just mostly it's been through Instagram or our collective page.
I remember that. Yeah,
I would assume too, having a specific page like this, as you can continue to build people who are interested in purchasing furniture, it's probably going to be in a better environment as far as getting the right margins you want. And I don't know this, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I would think a lot of times on Facebook Marketplace, most people are about getting a good deal, right?
100%.
So they're probably trying to
most
get
definitely.
You down on your price.
Oh, yeah.
And so that probably can be a frustrating element mm-hmm. of just strictly listing on Facebook Marketplace.
Whereas this mm-hmm. group really attracts people that, you know, appreciate the hard work that went into it and appreciate, you know, that it's a unique piece and maybe value it for more than, you know, just trying to get a good deal on a garage sale listing on Facebook Market. So that's good. It's
exactly,
it definitely draws in the right people that you want as your target audience and for potential repeat customers.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, this is so cool. We just love what you guys are doing and hope to hear about others doing the same. I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll do a state, region, or province spotlight on our podcast as more people jump in and create groups. If we hear more about these groups developing, we'll have to check in on them. As a side note, we have a pro/refinisher map on our site, enjoyzebra.com. And if you are a refinisher, we encourage you to go out and fill out the form. This is really a good way for those who are looking to find a refinisher in the area to hire for commission work, as well as a good way to find other refinishers in your state to link up with to start your own groups. Chantel, Christy, Jess, and Crystal, it has been a pleasure. A lot of fun to have you all on our show, and you guys are welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. What a fun morning.
Support for Zebra's Before and After comes from Zebra, the brush company that produces application-specific paintbrushes that will literally change your paint life. Whether you are painting a room, creating a craft, or refinishing a furniture piece, Zebra has you covered. Each one of our thoughtfully designed brushes has a specific purpose in mind, and each one is packed with unique and proprietary filaments that are smaller in diameter, allowing us to give you 25% more filament pack out than your standard brush. That translates to smooth finishes and fun brushing. Zebra brushes give you the opportunity to fill your work and guide it to your desired destination. Enjoy and paint on. Today's refinishing tip comes from Autumn with Prayed Over Pieces.
Hi, y'all. This is Autumn with Prayed Over Pieces. I'm going to share one of my favorite tips that I've learned. So when I first started refinishing, I always would walk through those vintage stores or the furniture booth markets and just really like run my hand across the top of pieces. And I always saw other customers doing that. So I decided I really wanted to try to find some different ways to make my furniture super smooth. So I looked at Pinterest and YouTube. I looked at other refinisher stories. And I've kind of put together some different ideas that people have given me and made just one of my many different ways of refinishing, but this one is really fun and different. So what I do is I take my piece that I finished that's been painted, and you know, I do the final sanding with maybe like a 600 grit sandpaper, and then I wait about 24 hours. Then I get a 1000 grit sandpaper and some hemp oil. And what I do is I wet sand my piece with it. So you just take that sandpaper, make sure that it is completely saturated with the hemp oil, and you just work in sections and you keep that paper wet and sand your piece. So about an hour later, you can go back and take a lint-free cloth and wipe it back, and it just makes a gorgeous finish. It increases the richness of your paint color, and typically I'm using like a chalk paint or a mineral paint, even a ceramic paint, and then it adds a finish that is not matte and it's not glossy. It's just like this perfect, beautiful finish. There's not very much scent with it. So if you have clients that really don't like that strong smell of like a poly, and if it's a piece that really needs a heavy duty finish, you can even wait a few days and add wax over the top of hemp oil. You cannot do it the other way around. You can't put hemp oil over wax, but you can put wax over hemp oil. So let that cure for 30 days and it will be beautiful. Hope that works for y'all, and I can't wait to see your pieces.
Everyone wants their pieces to be as close to perfection as possible. This is one way to make that happen. Thanks, Autumn. It's time to hear what your refinishing friends are up to. Here are a few reporting on what they're working on in their studios this week.
Good morning to all the Zebra family. My name is Walesa from Allied Refurbished, and I'm recording from my garage. I'm looking at the next three projects. The first project is a mid-century style secretary desk, which I thought was very unique. It's not something that I had seen before, so of course I had to have it, so I'm going to get it started. The second project was dropped off by my neighbor, actually. It's a Hempel white style antique desk with curved front drawers. I love them. And this one needs lots of love. It's going to be quite the before and after, but I'm doing cheapy paint on this, which I think is just perfect. I'm going to be using the typewriter color from Miss Mustard Seed. So I can't wait to share that before and after with you guys. I mean, it is in rough shape right now, which it's very thrilling. I love the challenge. Lastly, I have another beautiful antique on wheels. It's a tall boy four drawer dresser. And I'm going to be trying a paint that's new to me, which is the Fusion Milk Paint. So anytime you're going to try something new, you get excited. So anyway, it's an exciting week here for me. And I hope everybody has a wonderful week. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Zebra, for having me.
This is Candace Stuckey, and I am the owner and designer behind Casually Southern. Thanks so much for reaching out to me and asking me what I'm going to be working on this week. Although there are many things, one thing takes precedent, and that is the upstairs bathroom renovation that my husband and I are doing together. I have just completed painting the vanity that he built, and now I will be working on painting the built-in cabinet that will be used to store our linens. I've got it primed already, but I am going to be applying two more coats of Bungle House Blue to the doors and the shelves so that I can complete that project this week. Once I get everything in place, I will be taking pictures to share with you all the exciting updates.
Hi everyone, my name is Kelly from 31 Mama 4. This week I'll be working on two projects, and they are both going to be for nursery. One is a bentwood cane rocking chair that I'll be sanding down completely for a client who is doing a safari themed nursery. So the raw wood is exactly what she's looking for. The other project is an old wooden magazine rack that will become a book holder for nursery. And the exciting part about that is I decided to donate all of my earnings from that piece to Yari at Lily Moon Vintage. I'm sure most of you already know her, but she opened up on in sharing her story on her YouTube channel about going through having a miscarriage and her new journey with the process of IVF. Yari has the biggest heart in helping people is what she does. So I'm glad I can reach out and give back to her. Thank you so much for joining me and letting me share my week's projects with you.
Thank you, friends. Listeners, make sure you go check out their social media feeds. It is June, and it's time for a new Zebra Review contest. And the theme is texture. That's right, texture, meaning any refinishing project that you incorporated texture. Examples might be, of course, milk paint creates texture when it's in its chippy form, or paints where you add an additive to create texture, and the use of molds, caning, or wallpaper, to name a few. We have incredible sponsors, Schecto Interiors Milk Paint, D. Lawless Hardware, Surf Prep Sanding, and of course, Zebra Paint Brushes. Any furniture piece painted incorporating texture from January 1st, 2021 through June 30th, 2021 can be entered simply by using the hashtag TheZebraReview. Make sure you enter. It's an exciting opportunity to get your work recognized. Are you new to the refinishing industry and looking for some feedback about your refinishing work, your staging, and or your photography? Or maybe you've been around for a while and you like the challenge of having your work before a panel of refinishers you highly respect. Sure, it can be intimidating to be critiqued, but it's so worth it. I mean, this is how we grow. This is how we develop our skills. We are introducing a segment to the podcast called the Furniture Council. Our council is made up of four well-respected refinishers in the industry: Fabby Brown of Blush and Ivy Design, Jen Fisher and Amanda Dingleman with the Vintage Sisters, and Kristen Litka with Schecto Interiors. We like to think of the Furniture Council as a sort of furniture American idol. You know, the singer stands on stage and sings their heart out, and then the judges encourage them and sometimes share a few things that aren't always easy to hear, but really are designed to help us in the end. The difference is, however, that we don't intend on embarrassing you. We plan to have fun in the process and help you to achieve your best. So, if you have any interest in having your work before the council, email me at lane@enjoyzebra.com. You'll send images of some of your work or a specific piece to the council, and then you'll appear on our podcast as they share the good and the areas that could use some improvement. And with our council panelists, you will get worthy and helpful advice. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Zebra Blogs Before and After Furniture Refinishing Podcast. Today's episode is also featured on thezebrablog.com along with contact information for today's guest. Your comments and suggestions for future episodes are always welcome, and we encourage you to share those by clicking on the podcast slide in our header at thezebrablog.com. That's zebrawithanieblog.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and happy refinishing.